A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Blue letters on a black background. Netflix presents. A pink and purple nebula glows in the darkness of space. Noodles tumble out of a Chinese food container as it spins weightless through the void. The cap comes off a spray paint can as it twists through space. A lighter tumbles beside a lit joint. From his perspective, a black man with a short beard and dark locks grabs the joint and brings it towards his mouth. He blows out a cloud of smoke, which forms into the title, Enter Galactic.
Hey! Kid! Get your ass down here!
He sits atop a city building.
Come on!
Movers stand by a box truck below. The bearded man heads inside. Text appears. Chapter 1, Dog Whistle. Later, he stands on the street with the movers.
All right, cool.
This is for you.
Thanks. And this is for you guys.
Thank you. Charlie, the kid tipped us, bro. You owe me 20. Ha ha. Hey, you're a good guy. Not too many left in this city.
Move the fucking truck, sister.
Hey, we gotta take off. You can handle that last piece, right?
Yeah, I got it.
The movers drive away. The bearded man tosses a set of keys and catches them in his other hand. He looks toward the upper floors of the building, then runs a hand down his face.
Oh, fuck.
He eyes a car's Mickey Mouse statue standing close by. In an upstairs apartment, a black woman with long, dark locks sticks a joint behind her ear and grabs a set of keys. The bearded man struggles to lift the statue. I'm truly alive. She sips from a mug bearing the text, "Please no photos," then sets it on a counter. He carries the statue up the front steps. The dark-haired woman exits her apartment. He uses his elbow to open the front door of the building. She gets into an elevator. The bearded man reaches for the elevator call button in the lobby. The dark-haired woman emerges from the elevator.
Oh.
She pokes the statue. He staggers.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Cool bear.
It's not really a bear. Thanks.
She takes a photo of the statue as he lugs it into the elevator. She departs. Upstairs, the bearded man carries the statue into a large, high-ceilinged loft with exposed, whitewashed brick walls and tall windows. He sets the statue near the base of a staircase leading up to a sleeping area. His shoulders heave. The bearded man flops onto the hardwood floor and looks around. Records form tall stacks beside a large moving box. A BMX bike rests against the wall. The bearded man rides the BMX bike down the sidewalk. He hops off the curb into the street. He swerves through traffic. Light gleams off the city buildings ahead. The bearded man hops back onto the sidewalk and does a front wheelie. He passes posters advertising a dating app named Stush. The bearded man rides backward down the street, then hops and spins to face forward. He grinds along a low wall on the bike peg. He hops off and spins the body of the bike before landing. Graffiti on the side of a bus depicts a man resembling the bearded man with a joint in his mouth beside the text, "The Uber Rideshare." The bearded man eyes the graffiti and grins. He parks his bike upside down and enters a Chinese food restaurant. Later, he bikes with no hands while eating noodles from a takeout container with chopsticks. Plastic bags full of food dangle from the handlebar.
Jabari?
He looks to his right with food in his mouth.
Jabari!
A long-haired black woman rises from a table outside a bar and waves. The bearded man, Jabari, stops short. His noodles fly out of the container. A departing FedEx truck leaves behind letters that form a title, The X.
Hey, what's up, Carmen?
Hey.
She brushes her hair back behind her ear.
How you been?
Good.
Hungry?
She nods to the plastic bags.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Kai and Jimmy are coming to break in the new crib. I figured Chinese was the easiest way to do that. Don't have forks and shit yet.
You moved?
Yeah, today, actually. Just down the way.
You live in Manhattan.
I know. Crazy, right?
It is. You're selling that many sneakers at Flight Club.
Actually, I don't even work there anymore. I work at Cosmic Comics now.
Get the fuck out of here. Doing what?
Well, they want me to turn Mr. Rager into a comic book.
What? Jabari, that's big. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Don't say thank you like that. Like, it's fucking normal.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
She gives him a sultry smile.
Carmen, what you want?
Oh, I gotta go. But, maybe a drink sometime? To celebrate.
Yeah, for sure. I'm down. That'd be dope.
Great. It was really good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Carmen returns to her table. Jabari stares at her. She turns and eyes him. At his apartment, a black man with long brown locks smokes a joint with chopsticks. Jabari spray paints the graffiti man from the bus, Mr. Rager, onto a nearby wall. A white guy with a buzz cut stands nearby.
I swear there's a dog whistle that lets women know as soon as you get lit. Oh, you got a promotion? Hey, big head! Every time.
Kai, she ain't hit me up. I ran into her on the street.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, come on, what the fuck, bro? That's not a coincidence.
My man.
That is fate.
Your man.
Look, just hear me out. You haven't seen Carmen in how long?
Like, 5-6 months? Why?
6 months?
The white guy slurps noodles.
Bro, and nothing? And on the day you move into this 1% ass apartment, she just Beetlejuices back into your life out of nowhere? Come on!
She's not back into my life, Jimmy.
She's not back in my life? Good! Keep it that way. We don't need Carmen in here trying to Carmen up your whole situation.
Bari, I hate to say it, but Jimmy got a point. You're a bachelor now. This is a bachelor pad.
Strippers dance on poles.
You need, like, velvet couches, soft lighting, and nice wines and wine glasses and shit.
Right. You could listen to Scarface over here, or we turn this place into a grow house.
Weed plants fill the space.
Look at all this natural light.
Jimmy smokes a giant joint.
Yeah. I think I'm just gonna hit a CB2.
Oh yeah, they got some nice stuff.
Yeah, the Lenny Kravitz collab is fire.
Later, Jabari sleeps on his couch. He jolts awake and kicks a Chinese food container off the moving box in front of him. He lights a joint and takes a long hit. He eyes the Mr. Rager graffiti on the wall. Jabari looks out the tall windows. He rises and pulls them open like French doors, then steps out onto a fire escape. He looks down at a kissing couple on the street below. Jabari looks toward the Cause statue standing inside. He scrolls through Carmen's social media profile on his phone. He takes another hit as he goes back to the top of the page. Jabari exhales smoke over his phone. Carmen's profile picture begins to move.
Didn't I look so good today, Jabari? Go ahead, DM me.
Carmen points to the message button. Jabari shifts his gaze.
Fuck it.
He sends her a message. Too soon for that drink? Later. Carmen sits in a mostly empty bar. Jabari eyes her from outside.
Okay.
The dark-haired woman from his building emerges with a friend.
Sorry.
All good.
Jabari joins Carmen at the bar.
Hey.
Hey.
They embrace.
So, what's up?
What can I get you guys?
He'll
have a whiskey and ginger beer. But if you don't have ginger beer, ginger ale is fine.
And she'd like to try your 4 driest whites. She's not going to love any of them, but the process is part of the experience.
Ha ha. I'll just take whichever white you think is best.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, and what have you done with the Carmen I know?
I've just figured out that everything doesn't have to be perfect. I am Chill Carmen. Carmen 2.0.
The number 2.0 appears above her hand.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Carmen swirls the wine and brings it to her nose.
To Carmen 2.0.
To Carmen 2.0.
Later, in a different bar.
We're celebrating you tonight.
tonight.
Okay, you trying to arrange, huh?
Don't see why not.
Yo, can we get 2 shots of tequila?
Make it 6.
What the fuck? 6?
Hell yeah. If we're gonna celebrate, let's fucking celebrate.
Carmen and Jabari each down a shot, then clink a fresh pair. They dance facing each other. She puts her arms on his shoulders. He places his hands on her waist. They bring their faces close together. Afterward, they stagger down a street in Chinatown. Paper lanterns hang on strings overhead. Carmen spots a graffiti image of Mr. Rager firing a bazooka.
This is my favorite one you've ever done.
Oh, I gotta take a picture.
Besides, it's for my Stush profile. You know, since I'm single.
Oh, you're on Stush?
Just take the picture.
She hands Jabari her phone and poses before the graffiti with her lips puckered.
Wait, you gotta back up.
The graffiti begins to move. Mr. Rager grimaces. Jabari steps off the curb into the street.
Keep going. You gotta get the whole vibe.
Mr. Rager shakes his head. Jabari hops over a puddle onto the opposite sidewalk.
Happy?
Very.
All right.
You just took 1.
All right, I got like 3.
Take like 15. I need options. And use the flash.
A garbage truck splashes through the puddle, drenching Jabari.
Oh my God.
Carmen runs over to him.
Are you okay?
I probably have rabies now, but other than that, I'm good.
She brushes leaves from his jacket, then rests her hands on his chest. She kisses him. Jabari keeps his eyes open. Carmen brings a hand to the side of his neck. He closes his eyes as they make out. In daylight, Jabari wakes in a pink bedroom. Picture frames on the walls bear phrases like, dance like no one is watching and be your own hero. Carmen uses her phone nearby.
I know. Right. I'm not sure. He's right here.
Who is it?
My mother.
What? Why does she want to talk to me?
Carmen hands her phone to Jabari.
Hey, Mrs. Atkins! Your niece is christening. Okay. Yeah, I have a suit.
Jabari mouths, what? To Carmen, who shrugs.
Oh, okay.
He gives her back the phone.
Mom, we gotta go. I'll call you later. Bye. She's insane.
She kisses him.
Morning.
Morning. Wait. Did you work out?
Yeah, I went for a run, yeah.
Carmen wears exercise clothes. She gets undressed.
You got a lighter?
Really?
She gets in a shower. Jabari runs a hand down his face.
You know, you don't have to come to christening if you don't want.
Uh-huh.
I just told my mom you were here, and she got really excited to see you.
He gets dressed.
You getting in? If I turn this thing off, there won't be hot water again until happy hour. Jabari?
Carmen peeks out of the shower.
Jabari!
She wraps a towel around herself and returns to the bedroom. Jabari sits on the edge of the bed.
I was gonna kill you. I thought you left.
Nah. But I do think we need to talk.
Okay.
I just think this was a mistake.
She crouches, facing away from him, and opens a drawer.
Could you be more specific?
I don't know. We have a few drinks, and I'm already at a christening with your mom.
Bari, I told you, you don't have to come.
I know. Carmen, I just have so much new shit in my life. I don't want to be with someone right now.
No, you don't want to be with me.
Honestly, I can't be with anyone. It's really not about you. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, I really wish you would have had this revelation last night.
Yeah, I know. But when the Remy's in the system!
Not funny.
Sorry. But yo, nobody died. We could be friends.
Oh, you want to be friends now?
I mean, we could try. Right?
Why not? So are you gonna stay, or?
Oh yeah, nah, I'm out.
Carmen stands with her arms crossed as Jabari exits. He steps out onto the street. He puts a joint in his mouth and stops a passing woman.
Excuse me, do you have a light?
Yeah.
She lights his joint.
Thanks.
Yo!
Jabari waves to a taxi, which continues past. He takes a hit of the joint and eyes a rack of city bikes nearby. Jabari checks out one of the bikes and rides down the street. He holds the joint between his lips and sways gently back and forth as he rides. In a park, he passes a group of older people practicing Tai Chi. Jabari takes the joint out of his mouth and looks down. His surroundings fade. He rides through space toward a brightly colored nebula. Jabari smiles, his eyes barely open. Stars and other bright objects soar past him. A thin, light blue line trails after the bike's rear tire. A massive comet approaches. Back in the city, a taxi swerves to avoid him.
Motherfucker shit! Sorry, miss. Stupid bike messenger fault.
No worries. You okay?
Yes.
Cool. Let's just get there safe, my man.
The dark-haired woman sits in the back of the taxi, which continues forward, taking the same street as Jabari. Text appears. Chapter 2. Bright, light, and white. The dark-haired woman looks through a record collection in her loft. She selects one and slides the record out of the sleeve. She puts it onto a turntable and sets the needle in place. The dark-haired woman stretches. She grabs a bundle of sage from a bowl on a coffee table and lights the end. She moves through the space, wafting the smoke overhead. She sets the sage back in the bowl and sits on a square pillow on the floor. She takes a joint from a bowl beside her, licks it gently, then sticks it behind her ear. The dark-haired woman sits cross-legged and closes her eyes. She sways gently back and forth. The smoke swirls around her. She moves into a darkroom setup and pulls a set of thick curtains closed. The dark-haired woman switches on a red light. She fishes a photo of her and her friend out of developing solution. In the photo, she and her friend pull each other closer and smile. The dark-haired woman pins the photo on a line among others. She pulls the joint from behind her ear and lights it.
Stay off the weed!
On a rooftop, Jabari offers a handful of gummies to Kai and Jimmy. The three of them each eat two gummies. They crack open beer cans and drink. They stumble out of the building. They walk down the middle of the street, gently shoving each other back and forth. They stroll into a grocery store. Jabari flashes the peace sign at the shopkeep. He and his friends head through a door in the back. They flash various hand gestures at a security camera overhead. They pass through plastic strip curtains into a lounge-like space. Jabari greets a man in a pink cap. Jimmy takes a seat between a woman and man, putting his arms around them. Kai operates a DJ table. The three friends drink. Kai spins on a stripper pole, then flies off onto the floor. Jabari and Jimmy help him up. They leave. Kai makes out with a woman in an elevator. Jimmy approaches a pink-haired woman at a party. He sticks a few joints in her cleavage. Jabari pours a drink into a red plastic cup. A DJ throws her head back as she performs. Jabari stands on a balcony high above the city, separate from the large crowd around him. From his perspective, the others appear as dark figures with vibrant colors rippling across them. A man soars through the crowd toward him.
Yo, you good?
What? Are you good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
People wait in line outside a club. The bouncer opens the door of an SUV. Several women get out. He lets them into the club. Jimmy, Kai, and Jabari follow the women. The bouncer shoves them away. Jabari steals a red stanchion and runs. The bouncer chases him. Kai gestures for everyone in line to walk inside. He flees with his friends as the bouncer returns to find the last of the people heading in. Jabari and his friends get out of a taxi in front of a low building. Inside, they descend to a packed underground room. String lights hang from the ceiling. The crowd dances. The soles of Jabari's shoes glow aquamarine. Jimmy holds up plastic bags, one containing mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, delivery!
Jimmy fills Jabari's cup as Jabari talks to a woman. Kai flops onto Jabari and wraps his arms around him. Jabari lights a woman's joint at the bar. Kai puts an arm around her and strolls away. Jabari takes a seat and exhales a cloud of smoke. Kai returns and takes his joint. Someone takes a picture of him and his friends. A woman twerks on Jabari as another woman holds him from behind. Jimmy pours liquor into Jabari's mouth. Jabari sways in circles, his surroundings throbbing. In daylight, he flops forward onto a desk in a brightly lit office. A sign in a vibrant common space outside his office door reads, Cosmic Comics. Jabari receives a video call from Jimmy.
Dude, what the fuck? You look like shit.
I feel like shit.
You gotta get on your Turkish bath shit, bro.
For 20 cash, I got my boy Oleg. He will beat the hangover out of you. 3 ginger shots, a bacon, egg, and cheese, a quick pull on your dick, you're back to normal. Oleg, say what up to my boy.
No camera.
Oleg smacks Jimmy.
That hurt! Let me hit you back, Bari. What the fuck, Oleg? It's called client referrals!
A dark-haired Latin man enters Jabari's office with a flowering plant.
Knock, knock.
Oh, hey, man.
Lin.
Right, Lin. Got it.
Welcome to the Cosmic Family, my bro.
They fist bump.
It's a Japanese worry plant.
A worry plant?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks?
Yeah. So, I saw some of the artwork from Mr. Rager.
All right.
Yes, I'm gonna keep it a million with you, my bro. Because there's not a lot of us here. You know?
Us?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
Len, my people.
Oh, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah, so about Mr. Rager, this is Cosmic Comics, my bro. I've been here for 8 years, from intern to illustrator. So you can trust me when I tell you that we don't really do that raw stuff here.
Raw.
Mr. Rager is so dark, my bro.
Mr. Rager scowls.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Personally, I love dark. That whole street art, fuck the man thing, I love it.
Mr. Rager mimes shooting himself.
Outside of here. But inside, it's all about bright, light, and white, my bro. You know what I mean?
Nah, fam. Look. Lin, right?
My bro.
I think Cosmic brought me in because they wanted something wrong. You feel me?
Well, maybe. But trust me, if there's one thing I learned, you don't change Cosmic Comics, my bro. Cosmic Comics changes you.
Len checks a dating app on his phone.
Ooh, nice. Hey, are you on Stush, my bro?
Nah, man.
What? You are wilding, my bro. I am cleaning up on here. La Morenas, ooh, they love the Len.
Len exits Jabari's office. Jabari presses a hand to his face. He looks at the plant Len gave him.
A worry plant.
The plant begins to grow as he stares off. Jabari grabs a stylus and gets to work on a tablet. In a time lapse, sunlight moves across the room as he works. Jabari rises and moves to a whiteboard bearing several drawings of Mr. Rager. He does push-ups. He sits at his desk and uses his phone. He lies upside down on a beanbag with his feet propped on the wall. He looks out the window, then returns to his desk. The sky darkens. Jabari yawns. Lights come on in the buildings outside. Jabari sleeps. In a dream, he rides a bike down a city street. An immense Mr. Rager rises between the buildings behind him, wearing a dark suit and a white tie. He fires 2 guns at Jabari, who swerves. Jabari skids under a car as it flies into the air with the force of an explosion. Mr. Rager stomps at Jabari, narrowly missing him. Jabari rides down into a subway station. He leaps over a turnstile as the bike passes beneath. Mr. Rager stomps down through the roof of the station. Jabari rides back up to the street. Mr. Rager draws the pins from several grenades and throws them. An explosion sends a police car flying over Jabari's head. A second explosion hurls him high above the buildings. Jabari rides down the side of a building. A window opens. He rides along the ceiling of an office. Mr. Rager peers in through a window on the far side. He opens his mouth as Jabari rides toward him. Jabari flies into Mr. Rager's mouth and plummets into a dark void beyond. Sets of straight white teeth zoom past, then recede. Jabari stands against a wall. Arms wrap around his throat from behind. Jabari breaks free. He falls into an advertising void and sprints through the restaurant depicted within. Jabari appears on a screen in Times Square. Len appears on the others.
My bro!
Mr. Rager smashes a building. Jabari's screen falls to the sidewalk. He tumbles out. A second Mr. Rager with slicked back hair and a white suit grabs Jabari.
Suck on this, bitch.
He fires a rocket launcher at the giant, dark Mr. Rager, destroying him. The light Mr. Rager stands on a rooftop with Jabari.
Thanks, Mr. Rager.
Yo, what the fuck are you wearing?
Oh, this? It's my new look. Fire, right? Bright white and light, baby.
Jabari wakes in his office, his face lying on the tablet screen.
What the fuck?
The worry plant appears several times bigger. Jabari collects his backpack and strolls out into the common area. The worry plant grows behind him. Jabari eyes the Cosmic Comics sign, then steps away. He regards a series of superhero portraits on a wall, each depicting a fair-skinned person. Jabari's shadow becomes Mr. Rager, who stalks across the portraits with his hands in his pockets. Jabari gets into an elevator. At home, he lies on the couch and lights a joint.
And that three-pointer takes us to the break.
Halftime, brought to you by Stush.
Graduating at the top of my class and business school? Check.
Youngest partner at my firm? Check.
But meeting someone worthy of all this bomb pussy?
It's a lot harder than it looks.
Stush. Starting at, well, you can't put a price on everything.
Jabari rises and switches off the TV. He rubs his neck and strolls toward the door. He presses a button on an intercom.
Who is it?
Liquor delivery.
Hey, man, I didn't order any liquor.
Man, this 120 Franklin 3B, ain't it?
You hit 3A, dude. Fuck.
Oh, shit. My bad, bro.
All good.
Later, Jabari rolls over in bed as the room quivers around him.
What the fuck?
He checks his phone. The time reads 3:40. He folds his pillow around his head, then throws it at the wall.
Shut up!
Jabari opens his apartment door. A man falls into his arms. He shoves the man away. Jabari moves down the hall and enters the apartment next door. A man straddles a woman on a net overhead. A large crowd fills the high-ceilinged space. Jabari recoils as a woman passes with several bottles.
Hello? Hello? Whose party is this?
He moves through the crowd, stepping over a broken bottle.
Yo, excuse me.
What?
Do you know who lives here?
No, man.
Jabari continues through the room.
Is this your place? Do you live here?
A white man with slicked back brown hair.
Hey, do you know who lives here?
What's up, man? Can I help you?
Yeah, is this your place?
No, but this is a private party.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just looking for the host.
Hey, whoa, I'm talking to you.
Yo, don't touch me, man.
Oh, hey, calm down, dude.
I am calm.
good. We're not looking for any trouble, all right?
Oh, so I'm looking for trouble.
Wait, hold on. Bro, I think we got off to the wrong start. I'm really not trying to be a dick, but if this is what you want
hey,
to do...
Hey, don't bring that vibe in here.
The dark-haired woman rises from a nearby couch. She wears a shimmery bikini top under a loose-fitting, flowy outer garment. From Jabari's perspective, a pinkish-purple nebula surrounds her as she approaches with a soft smile. Jabari stares at her, his mouth open.
You're such an angel in your halo. Such an angel in your halo.
The dark-haired woman touches Jabari's shoulder. He stirs.
Can I help you?
Oh, I'm your new neighbor.
Oh, shit. The music. I am so sorry.
You live here?
Unbelievable. I go outside for 2 seconds and these derelicts turn my place into one oak.
He never said he lived here.
So, what's your name, neighbor?
Jabari.
Nice to meet you, Jabari. I'm Meadow.
They stare into each other's eyes and smile.
Yeah, and I'm Reed.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no, thanks. I should really put myself back to bed.
Okay. And don't worry, we're winding down.
Ah, it's fine. Turn the music back up. Party, turn it up. I don't want to be a party pooper or nothing like that.
Okay. Well, sweet dreams, then.
Thanks. Party hard.
Jabari's smile fades as he moves away.
Party pooper. Party hard. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, he is lucky you came when you did. You know I was captain of the boxing club, right?
Ooh. Girl, is that your neighbor?
Yeah. He's cute.
Meadow's friend nods and bites her lower lip. Text appears. Chapter 3. Secret spot. In a vision, Meadow strides forward with a red and yellow nebula behind her. She licks her lip. Jabari lies in bed and moves his hand vigorously under the sheets.
What the fuck? 1 second!
The bare-chested Jabari walks downstairs, the front of his shorts bulging. Meadow stands outside.
Hi,
Shit.
He tucks his erection out of sight and reopens the door.
Hey, my bad. I'm gonna get someone up here to look at this door. Fucking thing slams on its own all the time. What's up?
Right. So I just want to apologize for last night. I feel so bad. I did not mean for things to get so out of control.
It's all good. All good. I can't be mad at a Friday night turn up, but I can be mad at your music.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, was that Drew Hill?
Okay, pre-Thong Song Cisco was fire.
Yeah, but never forget post-Thong Song Cisco.
Fair. Anyway, in trying to ease my guilty conscience, I just wanted to stop by and see if I could treat you to lunch. You know, just to make up for any lack of sleep.
Cool. That's what's up.
Great. How long do you need?
Oh, shit. You trying to go now? All right, give me a minute to get it together.
Okay.
Jabari smokes a joint as he puts on a red hoodie and camel cargo pants. In the hall, Meadow sends a text. Guess who's taking her new neighbor to lunch? Her friend Karina replies with a gif of Meryl Streep pointing. Jabari brushes his teeth, taking hits in between brushes. He joins Meadow in the hall.
You ready?
Ready.
Cool.
Just so you know, I'm ordering two of everything.
Meadow and Jabari descend to the street. They stroll down the sidewalk with Jabari walking on Meadow's left. She carries a camera.
So, you're a photographer?
Yeah. I never leave home without her. So.
He moves to her right side.
What?
It's nothing. I actually really like that. The whole men walking curbside thing is the one chivalrous thing I'm into.
Why's that?
It shows you're willing to die for me.
Okay, sure.
They enter a diner.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, girl.
Jabari eyes a please wait to be seated sign, then follows Meadow to a booth.
I don't usually bring people here.
Why? Because of the one-star Yelp rating?
No. Because this is my secret spot. I take a burger from here over a fancy dinner any day.
Thank God. I half expected you to take me to some mung bean vegan situation.
Oh, yeah? I give you that vibe.
Just saying.
You guys ready?
She puts her hand on his menu.
Do you trust me?
All right.
We'll have two specials.
Coming right up.
So, when do I get to see some of your photos?
Well, if you find yourself at the Studio Museum, they'll be there.
Hold on. Big flex. Did you just say your work's gonna be in a museum?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking dope. Congrats.
Thank you. I mean, it's a month from now. It's a group show. I'm really excited. I mean, I'm terrified, but I'm really excited. You never told me what you do.
Oh, yeah. I created this character and I draw him around the city on buildings and shit. Wherever, really.
Like Mr. Rager.
You see my shit?
Wait. Mr. Rager? That's you?
She touches his hand.
I'm a fan.
Oh, thank you.
No, really, I'm a fan.
Actually, I just got a deal with Cosmic to turn Mr. Rager into a comic.
Like a comic book?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What?
Oh, no. That's dope. Just don't let them dead pull up your shit.
An image of the light Mr. Rager flashes.
Nah, never that.
Special two times.
Thank you.
Dig in. And you're welcome.
Jabari lifts a burger off his plate. He takes a bite.
Oh my God. This is fucking amazing.
Right? Not bad for a mung bean vegan situation. The special burger is vegan.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This spot doesn't even look like it'll see the vegan.
Jabari's eyes widen. Text on the windows reads, Greasy Spoon. Meadow nudges him with her elbow as they stroll across the street. They approach a subway station with a chain running across the entrance. A sign reads, Closed. Jabari jerks his head. They continue through the city on foot. A billboard reads, Fuck First Dates. Apply now. Stush. Jabari wraps his arms around Meadow as a bus passes very close to them.
You cool?
She stays close to him.
Mm-hmm.
I found you.
He grabs her shoulder as a crosswalk signal turns red. They head in a different direction. The shadows of clouds pass across the street.
You see me ignite the love.
Jabari and Meadow eye a pair of garbage men ahead. They change course and stroll through a park. Someone pulls Jabari into the center of a crowd of onlookers. He and four others stand doubled over as a man flips over them. Jabari looks toward Meadow, who mimics his position. They share a smile. It begins to rain. They sprint down a street and stop under an awning. They pull their feet out of the rain. Jabari reads the street signs at a nearby intersection, Mott Street and Prince Street. He nudges Meadow.
Come on, I want to show you something.
What? Not in this rain.
He takes off his hoodie and offers it to her. Meadow wears Jabari's hoodie with the hood up as they run hand in hand across the street.
Ignite the love.
Oh my God, Jesus!
He leads her into a dead-end alley. Posters cover a wall behind a dumpster at the end. Meadow knits her brows. Jabari glances back at her as he strides down the alley. He climbs onto the dumpster. He begins to tear down the posters. She raises her camera. Jabari pulls off a poster, revealing a jumble of likes, hearts, and smiley faces set amid flames. Meadow snaps a picture. He pulls off another poster, revealing Mr. Rager smoking a joint. Mr. Rager grins and pumps his eyebrows as Meadow takes another picture. Jabari climbs down and rolls the dumpster out of the way. The full image depicts Mr. Rager lighting his joint off the burning icons.
This is my first one.
Wow.
Meadow takes a photo of Jabari. The icons spread out behind him. Later, they stand outside their apartments.
Thanks for the burger.
Burgers, plural.
Hey, I told you I was going to order two of everything.
Well?
They go in for a hug, both leaning the same way.
Whoop. Oh.
They embrace, then head toward their apartment doors. Jabari looks back.
Meadow.
Meadow turns.
Today was fun.
Yeah, it was.
They face their apartment doors and glance toward each other, briefly catching each other's eye. He grins. Daylight fades from the hallway. A lamp switches on. Kai and Jabari emerge from Jabari's apartment.
Never date a neighbor. Trust me, I know.
In a laundry room.
One time, I met this white girl in the laundry room of my building.
Kai spots a voluptuous white woman in a skimpy outfit. He exhales a cloud of smoke that forms the word damn.
Body crazy. Face, but body crazy.
The woman wheels toward Kai on a cart.
She asked me for like 8 fabric softener sheets.
He shoves her against a washing machine.
Next thing I know, we fucking.
He grabs her ass. A bottle of detergent spills. The woman grips a dryer sheet. They have sex in various positions.
I was smacking for 2 weeks straight. She never wanted to go home. I was piping so good.
The contents of the washing machines spin rapidly. The machines rattle. Clothing shoots out of several machines.
Shit was amazing.
In an apartment, Kai uses a blender.
Then one day, I'm making a protein shake and somebody starts beating on my door like the goddamn police. So I go to see what's up, and it's ice.
Wait a minute, like iced tea?
Nah, nigga, like ice. The immigration niggas. These niggas were like,
we're looking for Fedoja Kuznetsov.
I'm like, huh? Then dude holds up a picture. I'm like, you mean Keisha? Turns out she was a Russian hacker squatting in the laundry room, and they was trying to charge me for housing this bitch. Now I can't even do my laundry anymore. Dick gets hard every time I smell a bounce sheet.
I have so many thoughts, but let's start with the fact that technically, she wasn't your neighbor.
Damn, I guess you're right. But still, don't do it. Is that them Beyonce niggas?
At a party, two men in black bodysuits dance.
This party about to be crazy.
At an upscale apartment, Meadow stands with her pregnant, brown-haired friend, Karina.
So, when's date number 2 happening?
After date number 1.
So, asking a guy to lunch, taking him to your favorite restaurant, going for a romantic stroll in the rain, doesn't constitute as a date.
I was on a date, huh?
You were on a date.
Karina.
I'm just happy you met someone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. Pump your brakes, Charlotte York. We just had lunch.
Whatever.
Meadow tries on shoes.
No, try the other ones.
You just don't want me to wear these because they're your favorite.
Girl, I could care less. Wear them all. I haven't been in anything but Birkenstocks since month 4.
Meadow checks her phone.
All right, I gotta hurry up. Reed says he's 2 minutes away.
That man. He looks like Park Avenue Prince Harry, and I'd be down to bow before the crown.
Does your husband know that you're in heat? Oh, these.
Wait. I get not mixing business with pleasure, but you mean to tell me you've never been curious about Reed's...
Karina indicates length with her hands.
Pleasure.
Reed? No. Besides, all white dudes look the same to me.
You mean to tell me there's no white man that could turn your head? Chris Hemsworth? Liam Hemsworth? Any Hemsworth?
Nope.
How can you just rule them all out?
Oppression.
Meadow kisses her cheek. Later, she rides in a luxury car with Reed, who stares at his phone.
No, we will not sell for Bitcoin.
Meadow smokes a joint.
Really?
What? You know I hate these things.
I do, but it's my job to take you to these things, because it's these people who are going to eventually buy your work.
This is gonna be one of your weird fucking art parties, isn't it?
They enter a party through a doorway resembling a vagina.
You brought me to a vagina party?
Too weird? You shouldn't be scared. You have one, right?
Reed!
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The host, Sydney Ardmore, also my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Sydney!
Reed.
Reed and Sydney air kiss.
I'm so glad you could make it. I didn't know you were bringing a date.
Nope, not his date.
No, no. This is Meadow Watson. She's the insanely talented photographer I wanted you to meet.
And bye.
What?
Hello, Meadow. I'm sure if this one is parading you around town, your work must be dope.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm totally looking forward to seeing it. I'm so sorry. I do have to steal Reed away for just a second.
Oh, yeah, no, go for it.
I'll be right back.
Vagina-themed sculptures and artwork fill the space. Meadow sits at a bar. The bartender slides her a martini. The men in bodysuits wear vagina-shaped outfits as they dance. Jabari and Kai sit across the room from Meadow. A server brings them hors d'oeuvres.
Bro, this shit is even getting too weird for me.
Yeah, but these puss grooms are fantastic, I will say.
Kai spins Jabari's chair. Jabari spots Meadow as he stops.
Oh, shit! Man, the fuck are you doing?
That's my neighbor. The one I was telling you about. She's standing at the bar.
A woman drinks many shots.
Not her over there with the cirrhosis of the liver.
That's not her, man.
Jabari turns Kai.
Oh, nah, she bad. Fuck everything I said about neighbors. She worth getting deported to Russia for.
Jabari moves across the room. The vagina dancers move across his path. He looks back as Kai gestures for him to keep going. He joins Meadow.
Hey!
Holy shit, what are you doing here? This doesn't really seem like your vibe.
Could say the same for you.
They eye a passing woman who wears a vagina-shaped headdress.
Ah. Yeah, no.
Didn't think it was in the cards for me to see you so soon.
You live down the hall. Sounds like you need new cards.
Right. But right now, pretty happy with the ones I've got.
A man wears a penis costume.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Lady, you crazy!
No dicks allowed!
Okay, yeah. You wanna get out of here?
Mm-hmm. Meadow and Jabari stroll down a sidewalk.
Give you a ride home?
You drove?
He pulls down a fire escape ladder and lifts his bike off of it.
You gonna ride that to valet?
Ha ha. Funny. Nah, get on.
You know, I came here in a Maybach.
Yeah, and you're leaving on a mongoose. Unless you don't want to ruin that little cocktail dress of yours. What is that, anyway? Prada?
It's Valentino. And don't try and play me.
Meadow climbs onto the bike's rear pegs and grips Jabari's shoulders. They share a smile. They ride down the street.
Come and look at such a vision. Oh, so pretty wow. It's pretty wild, crazy you.
A shooting star soars across the sky ahead. Jabari looks over his shoulder.
You trust me?
He pedals faster.
I'm the lonely man, the lonely man, baby.
They ride through space. The bike's back tire leaves a multicolored trail that snakes back and forth through the void. Meadow looks around with her mouth hanging open. Pink, purple, and blue lights glow from behind dark, cloud-like objects in the distance. Vibrant comets pass overhead. Meadow, Jabari, and the bike tumble through space. They spin around each other, then soar apart. Lights pulse from their forms. Meadow and Jabari reach out, their hands coming within inches of each other. They smile at each other, then turn to face an immense, multicolored galaxy. A bright light pulses in the center. Meadow and Jabari swirl around each other. They reach toward each other, then soar apart. They come back toward each other, their hands nearly making contact. Darkness. In her apartment, Meadow lies in bed with one hand under the covers and her eyes closed. She grips the sheets with her other hand. Text appears. Chapter 4, Hunan, in a boxing class.
Let's go, people, let's go! Mm-hmm. It's round 12, your man's is wobbling, he's weak, let's light him up. Jab, jab, right hook, uppercut.
No dick, no kiss, no nothing.
Let's go, we need that KO. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Meadow hits a heavy bag, which swings back and knocks her off her feet.
Hey, Creed, next time, just fuck him.
Jabari sits with his friends in Union Square.
All right, then what happened?
Then I just took her home.
In an Uber, right?
No, slept on the back of my bike.
What? You rode a bitch home on your pegs?
I mean, it's no Italian super scooter.
Hey, bitches love horsepower.
Stop saying bitches, okay? And please don't tell me you'd actually wear that helmet.
Oh, I always wear a helmet. Safety first, bro. How do you think I've been able to stay chlamydia-free since 03?
How old were you in 2003?
Shit, old enough to feel the burn.
Kai sits on a motor scooter.
Look, we spent all day together, okay? So when we got home, we just said goodnight and that was it.
Not even a goodnight smooch?
Dude, she's my neighbor. I just moved into the building. I'm not trying to fuck the vibes up, you know what I mean?
Kai falls backward.
Dude, you all right?
Yeah. I was just blown away by Barry's bitch-assness.
At a market.
You know, Rob and I fucked in the bathroom on our first date.
Wait, what? At the UNICEF masquerade ball?
That's just what we decided to tell people. Our real first date? It was a typically fine blind date.
At a hibachi restaurant.
Except for the fact that he wanted to eat at Ninja New York.
Ninja New York?
Rob is weird. He is a thing for feudal Japan. I was bored out of my mind. But my Poonan felt differently.
Fireworks fly from her crotch.
Your what?
What? Poonan? Poonan. Girl, just let me finish. I tried to pay attention. Figured I could push through. But she was not having it. I couldn't take it anymore. I had a choice. I could leave this fine date with this nice guy, go home alone and break out my vibrator, then wait for him to text me, I don't know, 3 to 5 days later for a second date at medieval times or some shit. Or...
Karina leans toward Rob.
We could be legends.
He blushes and gapes. She moves into the hall and steals a passing woman's kimono.
Now, it might have only lasted 35 seconds, but...
In a bathroom, Karina's clothes lie scattered across the floor.
Legends we were.
She wears the kimono. She pulls Rob inside.
You trifling. You busted it open at Ninja New York.
Look, all I'm saying is there is a time to follow your heart, a time to follow your punan, and a time to follow...
A man passes with a burger.
That guy. Whatever he's eating, I want that.
My name is Jabari, and a bad bitch wants to have sex with me, and I'm too scared of the pussy. Wah.
Psh, play yourself.
Nah, chill, bro. I hear you, Bari. Like, for me, I can't fuck with a chick unless I'm sure she can hold it down if I have to, you know, go away.
Jimmers, weed is legal. Where are you going away to?
I'm not talking about weed, man. I'm talking about plastics.
At a bodega.
I'm working on some stuff.
Put that pussy down, man.
Be well, Cheeto. Be well.
At a picnic table.
I don't know, Rena. I'm like standing in that hallway last night, and literally all I wanted to do was bone. I mean, right there, hanging from the incinerator door. Just wild, wet,
sloppy, choking. Oh, like right up to the point of losing consciousness.
A man gapes at Karina.
Oh, God, I hate this feeling.
You like him. It's just butterflies.
Oh, no. It is not just butterflies. I know what these tingles are, and it is more than just sex.
Okay, but maybe, and just playing devil's advocate here, maybe those tingles are telling you to look out, because this could be something good. Meeting someone in the city is a big deal, so let it be a good big deal. All I'm saying is be open, okay? Just be open. By open, I mean no punan.
Meadow slaps food out of Karina's hand in a park.
Look, man, I just don't want you to end up in a friend zone, watering her house plants and feeding her cat while she on a month-long meditation retreat with some nigga named Villard.
Man.
Bro, who hurt you?
Remember, be open.
Yeah. Love you.
I'll hit you guys up after I get some work done.
What you need to be doing is putting in work on your fine-ass neighbor.
The heart wants what the heart wants, but the punan needs what the punan eats.
I'm not fucking my neighbor!
At night, Meadow steps out onto her fire escape and peers at Jabari's apartment next door.
Get it together, Meadow.
She heads back inside.
Okay, all right.
Jabari emerges and looks toward Meadow's apartment. She leans into the hallway and eyes his apartment door. He pulls open his door to find her standing ready to knock.
Hey.
Hey.
They smile at each other and move slightly closer. They wrap their arms around each other and kiss. They move inside his apartment. Jabari picks Meadow up. She wraps her legs around his waist and pulls off his hoodie. They kick off their shoes and take off their shirts. He lays her on the couch and climbs on top of her. He bends forward and kisses her lips, chin, and neck. She tosses his pants over the back of the couch. He lays her bra on the backrest. In daylight, they ride bikes through a park. In a photo booth, she sits on his lap. They make faces and pose with an orange cat. They make out in a bathtub full of ice and bottles of booze. People wait in line outside the bathroom. A man slams on the door. Jabari and Meadow have dinner with Karina and Rob. They clink glasses. Meadow and Jabari dance together in a club. Kai and Jimmy stand with their arms around Jabari as all three face Meadow. She snaps a photo of the three of them. In her dark room, Jabari sits with Meadow as she develops the picture. At night, they have sex on his couch. In his office, Jabari finishes many drawings with Meadow looking over his shoulder. The worry plant withers behind them. On the rooftop of their apartment building, Jabari spray paints an image of Mr. Rager making a heart with his hands. Meadow looks on. Later, they stare into each other's eyes as they have sex. She runs her hands along his back. They enter a hospital room. Karina sits in bed with a baby in her arms. Rob stands at the foot of the bed. Jabari holds up a tiny pair of shoes. Meadow lies with her head in Jabari's lap as they watch TV. They look into each other's eyes. At Grand Central Station, they get onto a train. At night, she straddles him as they have sex upright on the couch. Meadow and Jabari stand on a hillside at Storm King Art Center. They observe a massive sculpture made of red steel I-beams. She wraps her arms around him as he takes a selfie. At night, he leans forward and kisses her as they have sex on the couch. She closes her eyes and opens her mouth as he kisses her neck. Jabari smokes a joint as he and Meadow brush their teeth side by side. He passes her the joint. She takes a hit, then passes it back. She blows him a kiss, then steps away. Jabari emerges from the bathroom to find her lying in his bed, using her phone. She looks up at him and smiles. He rubs the back of his neck. Jabari climbs into bed and kisses her. He sets her phone on the bedside table beside his own. They embrace. He shuts off the light. Later, Meadow lies with her arm across Jabari as they sleep. Jabari's phone lights up. She rolls over and picks up his phone. She eyes a picture of Carmen wearing nothing but Jabari's red hoodie. A text below reads, "You left this here yesterday." Jabari rolls onto his side and remains asleep. Meadow glances at him. Another message from Carmen arrives. "Some things always fit," with a heart at the end of the message. Meadow's eyes shine. She sets the phone down. She frowns at it as she settles back into her pillow. Text appears. Chapter 5. It was yellow. A thumbs up emoji takes the place of the O.
Yeah. It is like combining two worlds, and that's your heart. It's time for that, though.
Yeah.
Jabari rides his bike alongside a body of water. In a flashback, Jabari stands outside Carmen's apartment. She wears a puffy coat and beanie and jumps into his arms.
Jabari, I'm coming! Oh, thank God you're here.
Carmen, okay. Where is it?
In the kitchen!
All right. What the fuck are you wearing? It's like 1,000 degrees in here.
Rat armor?
He takes off his hoodie.
Would you relax? There's no way there's a rat in your apartment.
Oh, shit! That's a fucking rat!
I told you!
Go!
What are you supposed to do?
Call the fucking exterminator, that's what!
Jabari and Carmen hurry out of the apartment. A rat scurries under her couch. His hoodie lies on the armrest. In the present, Jabari rides along a waterfront walkway. Jimmy and a young man with light brown skin and short locks join him. Jabari spray paints on a wall as Jimmy rides behind him.
People's exes text them all the time. How bad could it really be?
Jabari turns and tosses the spray paint can aside. He brings up the photo of Carmen in his hoodie and shows it to Jimmy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's bad.
Exactly.
How do you know she even saw it?
Okay, one, when I woke up, my phone was on the pillow. Two, she made her side of the bed. You know how hard it is to make a bed when someone's still in it?
Okay, weird.
Three, when I text her, she hit me back with a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, but was the skin color correct?
It was yellow, bro. Yellow.
Oh, yeah, no, she saw it.
In a flashback, Jabari sends a text to Meadow. See you later. She begins to type a response. The ellipsis disappears.
Yep. Might be time to hit the block button on Carmen, bro.
What? I can't block Carmen. I've known her for like 10 years.
And I'm about to block my ex. She won't stop calling me.
Oh my God, you guys broke up? When did you guys break up?
Break up? I just stopped answering her calls and texts and DMs and shit.
What?
So you ghosted her?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You need to go actually break up with this girl, man.
Yeah, man, she's calling you because she doesn't know she's your ex. It's fucked up.
Like, face to face? Ooh, she a wild one, bro. I wanna have to call the cops on this girl.
Why were you dating a girl you'd have to call... Why were you dating a girl you'd have to call the police on?
Shit, y'all! It ain't true love unless the police are involved.
A scruffy white man with long blonde hair grinds down a rail on his bike, then face plants on the pavement.
Ooh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, I got this. I'm good.
His arm dangles limply.
What's up, boys?
Downtown Pat, what's good, baby?
Hey, bro, you need help with that?
Oh, yeah. Could you hold this for a second?
Pat wrenches his shoulder back into place.
Yeah, that's good. Love is a motherfucker, boys.
I remember I met this girl once at a rave.
A line drawing of Pat dancing.
I was stripping my balls off on shrooms, and she saw all the fun that I was having, and she asked, how much to get like me? Matt says, how much? Man, this love is for the community. So I hit her with a couple of cab, and we danced the fucking night away.
Pat and a blonde woman dance.
But dig this. I woke up my crib the next morning, and all my shit was gone. Bitch stole everything. When I finally tracked her down, she said she stole my shit so I would remember her.
Jabari and Jimmy gape and shift their gazes.
All right, this girl sounds crazy, and I'm out.
I know that sounds crazy right now. But man, at the time, that shit was the sexiest thing I ever heard.
Shit, drama is fucking sexy.
Pat nods, wearing a somber expression. His eyes shine.
Yo, downtown, you good?
Love is a motherfucker, boys. It'll find us all. It'll hurt us all. But God damn it. It's the only thing that'll save us all. If you got it, hold on to it.
Pat looks into Jabari's eyes.
Dude.
Later, Jabari bikes along a city street. In a flashback, Meadow grins and eats a fry at the Greasy Spoon. In the present, Jabari rides past an immense cause statue. A scene flashes of a smiling Meadow. The song lyrics appear on banners on either side of the street. In a flashback, Meadow gazes up at Jabari as they have sex on the couch. In the present, Jabari pulls up outside Carmen's building.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Inside, Carmen sits on her couch, leaving space for Jabari. Her smile fades as he sits on a chair across from her.
You're being weird.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so that text last night.
Oh, right.
She rises and retrieves his hoodie.
I knew you weren't gonna let me keep it.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't even really talking about the hoodie, though. The picture was just, like, unexpected.
Yeah, I know. It was a felt cute, might delete later sort of thing. Besides, it's not like it's nothing you haven't seen before.
I just don't think we should be sending each other stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, seeing how we're just friends and all.
Okay, Jabari.
Also, I was with somebody when you sent it, and they saw it. And it's kind of become a thing.
Oh? Well, sorry. I'm sorry, but I have to ask you, were you with somebody? Or were you with somebody?
I don't really see the difference.
Okay, well, the difference is how long have you been with this somebody? Because you fucked me not even a month ago. The
last time we hooked up, I hadn't even met her yet.
That's not the point, Jabari.
You're right, you're right. The point is, I don't think that this friendship thing is working out.
Yeah, well, I agree. I wasn't trying to be friends in the first place. You said you wanted to be friends because you couldn't be with anyone right now, but clearly that was a lie.
Carmen, I didn't come here to argue with you.
So, this person you're with, is she your girlfriend?
No. But...
Jabari stares downward, then looks into Carmen's eyes.
I'm so stupid.
She holds out his hoodie.
You should go.
The word closure runs across the chest. The word hovers in midair as he takes the hoodie and heads for the door.
You'll be blocked before you get downstairs.
Meadow hurries into an art gallery, holding a stack of prints.
Cause, you know, I went to school right up the street from here. See, who would have thought I'd be here a couple years later? Hold on a second. Yo?
Hey. What's up, Nadia?
Ain't shit. Just trying to get some press in before the show.
Wow, your stuff is looking dope.
Yeah, my bad. I know I kind of took over some of your space. You haven't been here setting up or anything, so I just assumed you weren't doing the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You trying to hit us with that Beyonce drop on opening night.
Yeah, that's it. You know me, dramatic.
Yeah, but that's what makes you dope.
Yeah.
All right, girl, let me get back to this white man. I'll see you later, all right? Hey, you break it, you bought it, Jerry.
I'm looking, not touching. Not my first gallery.
Meadow eyes a bare-walled section of the room with a somber expression. A pink and purple sky hangs over the city. Jabari stands outside Meadow's apartment door. She emerges from the elevator.
Yo!
Oh, hey.
Headed back out?
Yeah, I got a thing.
Look, I know this morning shit probably seemed very fuckboyish, but I just want to say that I'm not a scumbag.
She ignores him and looks through her prints.
My ex just had the wrong idea about what it means to be friends. But I cleared that up now, so there's no lingering drama.
Fuck yes!
She holds a print.
Oh, yeah. The whole ex-sex thing was definitely weird. Were you really with her yesterday?
Yeah. But I didn't...
Look, I gotta go, okay?
Meadow heads back to the elevator.
Wait. Whoa. Meadow,
I know that sounds crazy, but nothing happened. What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry if that hurt you. I really like you, and I want you to know you can trust me.
Listen, Jabari, I really like you too, but, you know, I think all of this is moving way too fast, and you and I mean, we both have a lot going on, so I think we should just, like, take a second.
Med.
I'm sorry, I just can't do this right now. I really can't. I gotta go.
The elevator doors close between them. In his apartment, Jabari throws his backpack aside, knocking over spray paint cans. He kicks a box, then moves out onto the fire escape. He watches Meadow get into a cab below. The cab drives off. A bus station ad reads, "On to the next one, Stush, love, first class." Text appears. Chapter 6, Do It on Purpose. A heart dots the eye. In the back of the cab, Meadow gazes off to the side and frowns. She leans her head against the window and closes her eyes. A tear rolls down her cheek. In a flashback, Meadow sees the photo and texts from Carmen. Jabari opens his mouth as the elevator doors close. Meadow stirs in the back of the cab. She enters a bar.
I get it.
Hello.
Hi, I'm supposed to be meeting Reed.
Hey, superstar. Carol, I got her.
Hey.
Oh, are you freaking out? Don't. You know, you artists are all the same. A couple weeks out from a showing and you guys turn into The Walking Dead or something.
Meadow looks down.
Meadow, relax. You are amazing. Your show will be amazing. And everyone is going to love your work. You should be proud.
Thanks. I needed that.
Yeah, anytime. Now, come on. Everyone's waiting.
What? I thought we were just grabbing dinner real quick.
We are. Just with a couple friends.
They enter a crowded back room. Someone brings over hors d'oeuvres.
Caviar deviled eggs.
Meadow grimaces. At the apartment building, she gets out of the elevator which directly faces Jabari's apartment door. Meadow grips one arm with her opposite hand and bows her head. She steps toward his door. Meadow raises a fist, then hesitates. She lowers her hand and walks to her door. Lights shine out of the many tall buildings of Manhattan. Jabari rides his bike along a path in a park. Meadow jogs down a sidewalk. He grinds along a low concrete block, then jumps and spins his bike. He lands hard, bending the front wheel and tumbling onto the paving stones. She races to catch a subway train. The doors close before her, trapping her bag inside. The strap slips out of her hand as the train pulls away. Meadow gapes. Jabari walks through Times Square in the pouring rain with his head bowed and his hood up. He pushes his busted bike. Meadow walks along a different street with her eyes downcast. In his office, crumpled papers litter Jabari's desk. Images of Mr. Rager appear on the wall behind him as he works. He frowns and presses his hands to his head. Meadow develops photos in her dark room. The photos hang from lines overhead and behind her. Rain pours from dark clouds, completely obscuring the sky. Jabari trudges beside his busted bike. Meadow covers her head with her jacket. He waits at an intersection, standing among people holding umbrellas. At home, Jabari stands at the center of a circle of Mr. Rager images. Meadow kneels at the center of a circle of her photos. She pushes some aside, revealing a photo of a smiling Jabari. He stands alone in the rain, his eyes downcast. Then he gives a presentation about Mr. Rager to his colleagues at Cosmic Comics. A graffiti portrait of Mr. Rager adorns the side of a bus, which passes in front of Meadow. She gazes after it and frowns. At the gallery, she holds a dark picture frame. Jabari pushes his bike along a rainy street. He sits with Jimmy and Kai at an empty bar. Kai pats Jabari's shoulder. Meadow's feet splash through puddles on a sidewalk as she runs. Jabari comes around a corner. His eyes widen and he hides. Ahead, Meadow hurries into their building. He closes his eyes and frowns. Jabari waits until her apartment lights switch on upstairs. He approaches the building. Later, their lights switch off, one right after the other. In daylight at Cosmic Comics, Jabari stands with his colleagues.
Ooh, my bro, you killed it!
Mark my words, Mr. Rager's gonna be the biggest property at Cosmic. Hey, so about the whole bright white and light thing, I was just looking out, you know, just passing on some game. Tómalo tú, you know, that's for you. I didn't expect you to repeat it in front of the whole board. But hey, whatever, man, you know.
It's cool, fam. I appreciate it.
My bro. Something is totally bugged with my Stush app. I swear, they keep sending me the same girls. No, Rhonda and I are not the perfect match. Dios mío.
Len steps away, staring at his phone. A Mr. Rager print hangs on the wall of the common area. Jabari raises his phone and opens his messages. He clicks on Meadow's icon and begins to type. Mr. Rager is officially a go, followed by the green light and praying hands emojis. He glances at the Mr. Rager print. Mr. Rager grins and gives him a thumbs up. Jabari smiles and types, "You wanna..." He lowers his phone and pulls his thumbs away from the keys. He exits messages and hits the lock button. At the gallery, Meadow gazes at the photo of Jabari, now in a black frame. Nadia joins her.
Yeah! I love that one! I think it's my favorite.
Yeah?
Nadia smokes a joint.
So, where's he going?
I don't know if he's gonna make the cut.
What? But he just fits.
I'm not sure that he does.
Damn. Well, shit, you know better than me.
Nadia takes a hit and strolls away. Meadow presses her lips together and regards the photo. At an outdoor market, Jabari walks with a black woman with dark, wavy hair.
Junior's cheesecake. Now this is my kind of Saturday.
Yeah, well, I know that's the real reason you come to visit your little brother.
I come all the way from Queens for you, but damn, this is a close second. How you holding up?
I'm good. Us deciding to pump the brakes was the right call. Neither of us really wanted nothing serious, so, you know.
Really?
What?
Nothing serious? Jeez, Jabari, you called me about that girl. You barely called me on my birthday.
I don't know, Ellie. I'm fucked up. I never felt this way about a girl before.
They sit on a park bench.
Have you talked to her?
No, I'm cool.
She smacks him.
What the fuck?
Bro, don't let your pride make you miss out on something good. You need to tell this girl how you feel.
I tried that.
Then try again. Love is the easiest thing in the world when it happens by accident. But it doesn't get real until you do it on purpose.
Lights shine out of the gallery at night. Hors d'oeuvres fill a tray. People regard images of hors d'oeuvres on a wall. A multicolored Statue of Liberty stands in a high, open space. The photo of Jabari hangs separate from the rest of Meadow's pictures. Meadow stands outside the gallery in a shimmery gold dress, her hair teased out. Karina and Rob arrive in a taxi.
There she is.
Hey, guys.
Karina hugs Meadow.
I am so fucking proud of you, Meadow.
Aw.
We both are.
Thank you, and thank you for coming.
Oh, shut up. We wouldn't miss this for the world. And besides, I will take any excuse to get dressed up. And look, I'm back, bitch.
I see.
Karina wears black heels. Meadow gazes off.
Babe, can you grab me another champagne?
Rob steps away.
It's Mama's night out. All right, talk to me.
He's not coming.
Sweetie, did you ask him to come?
No. I don't know. Somewhere deep down, I just thought he'd show up. I feel kind of dumb, I guess.
Okay, first off, this night is not about him. It's about you. And you shouldn't feel anything but magic tonight. And second, it's okay to be disappointed, Meadow. Here's the truth. Everyone's just out here looking for their person. Maybe Jabari is your person. Maybe not. But you've got to be willing to put yourself out there if finding your person is what you want.
Karina.
It sucks, I know. And it's scary. But it's on you, Meadow. It's on you.
Meadow lowers her gaze. Inside, Nadia holds a mic.
So, it just gets me tight that people equate New York with gray and darkness when the city's mad colorful. Like, even the people are so colorful. So in my work, I try to showcase that.
Yo, Nadia. Shit, I feel you. Seriously, I feel it in your work. Anyway, Meadow, tell me about you, man. Is that what drew you to photography?
Meadow takes the mic.
Oh, thank you.
Jabari stands in the crowd.
I guess what I like the most is...
Meadow spots him.
It's the ability to capture a moment. It's the ability to stop time. Because sometimes moments can get too big for us.
A light shines on her.
You know, we get scared and we run, we fold.
He frowns and looks down.
We do the wrong thing. We say the wrong thing, and then just like that, the moment has passed. So I guess I just like having the ability to just pause a moment forever in the hopes of the impossibility of just getting back to it, doing it over. Hopefully that answered your question and that made some sense. And if it didn't, yeah, I'm just gonna blame it on the fact that I'm like super hungry right now. Really, I'm just thinking about what I'm gonna eat after this.
Meadow's smile fades. Jabari is gone. She moves down a staircase into the crowd.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yes, thank you so much.
Meadow passes through the crowd and looks around a corner into an empty corridor. Outside, Jabari climbs a billboard. It bears an image of a Big Mac beside the text, New York's favorite burger. Meadow moves through the gallery, looking back and forth. She raises a hand to her chest. Jabari opens a spray paint can and begins to paint. Meadow hurries up a staircase. She moves along an upper walkway and looks down into the lower part of the gallery. She steps outside. Meadow takes a few steps away from the doors and looks around. Across the street, Jabari quickly jogs out of sight. She looks up at the billboard. It now bears an image of Mr. Rager eating the Big Mac beside the text, New York's second favorite burger.
Hey!
Meadow hails a cab and gets in.
Hey, I'm going to Varick and Leonard, please.
The cab drives away from the gallery. Elsewhere, Jabari weaves through traffic on his repaired bike. He smiles. Just another fight. What's going on? Or did you wrong? I can't deny. Don't tell no lies. I can tell my eyes. In the cab, Meadow gazes off. Our souls align. Say, give it time. I want to hold you up. Down on my love. He stares ahead as he pedals. Waiting, no hiding. Gotta get you, babe. No bullshit, I'm trying. She smiles and closes her eyes. In a flashback, they sit in a booth at the Greasy Spoon and chat. Later, Jabari wraps his arms around Meadow as a bus zooms past them. I'm Likes, hearts, and smiley faces swirl around them as Meadow snaps a picture of Jabari in front of his first Mr. Rager piece. She grips his shoulders as she rides on his bike pegs in her cocktail dress. Meadow and Jabari swirl through space, illuminated by deep gold light. Their hands come together. In a club, they dance under a glimmering disco ball. Jabari pedals quickly down the street in the present. In a flashback, Meadow approaches him at her party. A multicolored nebula surrounds him. They kiss in his apartment doorway. In the present, Jabari and Meadow smile. The cab arrives at the Greasy Spoon. Meadow heads inside. She looks around at the empty booths and frowns.
Did you know that these burgers are vegan?
Meadow grins and turns.
Ew.
Jabari smiles at her. They stride quickly toward each other and kiss passionately. A light shines between them. They stand in a multicolored nebula.
Hey. Hey.
Meadow and Jabari smile at each other. The title appears, Enter Galactic. A news report plays in a cab.
Popular dating app, Stush, is under fire this evening. It turns out the dating component of the application was a Trojan horse for identity theft. The founders of Stush were stealing users' credit card information to verify extravagant purchases. Authorities estimate the company was able to embezzle upwards of $150 million in just under 3 months. Those who did find love certainly paid a pretty penny for it.
A graffiti image of Mr. Rager, grinning and pointing, marks a billboard. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Dakota Green. Voiced by Sri Gordon. Credits, directed by Fletcher Mools. Story by Kid Cudi and Kenya Barris. Written by Ian Edelman, Maurice Williams. Produced by Michael Pankin. Executive producers, Kenya Barris, Scott Miscuddy, Karina Manascio, Maurice Williams, Ian Edelman, Fletcher Mools, Dennis Cummings. Producer, Mike Moon. Co-producer, Issa Lewis. Edited by Carol Kravitz-Ikanian. Associate editor, Andrew Gust. Production designer, Rob Ruppel. Costumes designed by Virgil Abloh. Casting by Carmen Cuba. Starring Scott Miscuddy, Jessica Williams, Ty Dolla $ign, and Timothy Chalamet. Copyright 2022 Netflix. Logos, Calabo Ink Society.
Mom! Shh. Daddy's working!
Mad Solar. Edel Gang Worldwide.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.